You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello there. Welcome to All Things Therapy. Whether you are listening or watching, thank you for tuning in and taking your time today. I am sharing today, it's just us. And I'm going to talk about two themes that I'll weave together that are poignant for this time of the year. The first one, which is an obvious theme with the holiday season, is what it means to take care of yourself. They're the obvious ways that are spoken about often regarding exercise, diet, getting enough sleep, etc. Those are blatantly obvious as far as taking care of yourself. There's a deeper truth that's emerged, and taking care of ourselves today really encompasses what I'll address in answer to this question I have been hearing personally and professionally. And tell me if this is something you've had cross your mind. Has everyone lost their fucking mind? And to me, when I've sat with that question that I've been heard, that I've even thought at moments, what has come up, what has surfaced for me is this theme of toxic anger that's really out there. And we're going to talk about this as far as emotions being on a spectrum. There is righteous anger for things that are wrong, child abuse, animal abuse, domestic violence, human trafficking, etc. And then there's this really toxic anger that's judgmental, that is entitled, that is abusive. And that's the anger that I'm talking about, how you can take care of yourself around it. And if you're listening or watching and you're one of these people expressing and putting out there this toxic anger, I'm going to encourage you not to turn the show off, but to really listen, to really open your mind, open your heart, because you need to hear this more than anyone. Toxic anger is based in fear and based in a complete lack of knowing how to handle something, complete helplessness. So it looks like it's powerful. It looks like it's like factual based, but it's really just this unbridled emotion of fear and helplessness. And I want to help you with it. If you're someone who is in this anger phase, that's toxic, because, you know, we've heard it said that energy, what we put out comes back. I think it's like the third law of motion in physics, that every action has an equal and opposite reaction. And that's what we're talking about. And toxic anger sent out, you know, spewed out of you, it brings back things like cancer. It brings back disease. It brings, you know, with it emotional distress. It brings back physical ailments. And, you know, I want to talk to this issue. And first of all, I want to say hello. I'm Lisa Tahir. If you haven't tuned in before, I'm the host of All Things Therapy. I am a licensed clinical social worker of over 20 years in Louisiana and California. You can find more out about my practice through my website, which is nolatherapy.com, NOLATHERAPY.com. That's also my social media handle, Nola Therapy, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on YouTube. I'm available to take new clients if you want some help to work through issues that you're having right now. I'm seeing in my practice a lot of issues around grief and loss, departed loved ones, and this might be your first or an early holiday without them, and that's hard. And I can help you with that, to just support you through, you know, grief that is natural, that is healing, and yet it's also hard to feel. These emotions that I'm talking about today with toxic anger, it's not an easy subject. You know, even a part of me is like, I'm not going to take that on today. But I really felt strongly when I meditated that this is exactly what needs to be spoken to directly to really diffuse it and bring some practical use to it, like some help for you. If you're somebody who's in that toxic, raging, angry place, feeling helpless and hopeless and wanting everyone else to change, this episode is for you. And if you're the person on the recipient of that toxic anger and rage, being judged, being excluded, being like, you know, feeling misunderstood, then this episode is for you as well. And I welcome you to reach out, email me, Lisa@NOLA Therapy, to share what you think. And if you need help with this topic, you know, last night I was watching an Oprah interview, and, you know, she loves Maya Angelou. Maya was one of her friends and mentors, and Maya had shared with Oprah this really powerful quote that, actually, let me pull it up. I took some notes on my phone, and I don't want to misquote the late and great Maya Angelou. "I come as one, but I stand as 10,000. And I think that's important to remember. If you're on the receiving end of toxic anger, you can feel so isolated and alone with it, like no one gets you. But know that they're your ancestors. They're the people that have come before you. There is an unseen world of aid and support in the quantum field, in the spiritual realm, whatever you choose to call it, that's here. So though you stand as one, you are supported by 10,000 or more. And it's a time when your spiritual practices are really important. I talk a lot about meditation. It's something I do every day, no matter what. And even if it's not first thing in the morning, it happens at some point during my day, because it's a way that you can really align your energy with something greater than you and ask your questions. That's often what prayer is. Hey, Smelly Cat. This is my sweet kitty cat, Smelly. Prayer is when we ask, or you can call it turning things over if you're not spiritual. Excuse me, but we all have these questions, and it's kind of like we're radiating out each day, all day, these questions, these concerns, these how do I do this and what do I do about that? The multitude of the 60 to 70,000 thoughts we have per day are these questions emanating from us. And to receive the answers, you need to take that thoughtful time and quietness. And that's what meditation is. It's where we receive the answers to our questions. So the first part of the show, having to do with taking care of yourself, is definitely to have a metaphysical, a spiritual practice. Meditation, I think, is the number one thing you can do to really align yourself. And what alignment is, it's aligning, like in a straight line, you know, your thoughts with your emotions, your thoughts with your feelings, with your intentions. And it's really like not fighting yourself. I know I'm very familiar with when things come up and I'm not sure how to handle them. I know how I want them to go, but then there might be like a disconnection in my belief. Like, can it really go that way? Can it really be that easy for me? And in meditation, you can start to align, you know, the desire you have with the beliefs that you have. And often it's our beliefs that are incongruent with our desires, and it's bringing those in alignment. That's how manifestations occur, that you start to live into the belief that what you want, you can have. And this is really important in dealing with the toxic anger out there that's being spoken in amongst friends, that is put out on social media, that is just being put out there, and how people should live their lives as if there's one way, when there has never been one way. There are 8 billion people on the planet. There are 8 billion potentials for how we can live our lives. And it's dangerous when we start to say there's only one way. And like I've said before, we've seen that in history. When the one way is in power, there are massive genocides. And beyond that larger scope, just in your personal life, it doesn't feel good to have toxic anger. I know for you listening or watching, in that toxic, raging anger of helplessness, you're miserable. and you're living in fear. So before the show is done, in just about 10 minutes, I'm going to walk us through a guided visualization and meditation to release this toxic anger from your mind, from your body, and to align with the solutions, which are what you really want. You really want to feel at peace about things, even if they are beyond your belief, beyond what you think is right or true or how people should be living or what they should be doing. You know, I've been studying a lot this year about the power of the mind and how everything is here. It's all in between our two ears. What we believe, what we say to ourselves is the literal manifestation of what we experience in our day-to-day lives. And the hardest work we're going to do is in the thought realm, because our thoughts make up what we believe is true for us. Those beliefs are what inform our decisions, and those become our actions, our behavior. Those are the people, places, and things that we habituate, that we frequent. Our words that we speak are just our thoughts in clothing. And so be conscious of what you say. It has power. And I encourage you to think twice, even three times. Does something need to be said if it's going to be damaging, harmful, or create fear? And if you're the one in fear and you need to get it out of you, then definitely reach out to a healing professional so that we can help you through this in a productive way, so that you actually get the help that you need instead of, you know, just creating more of the fear and imbalance in your life. Eventually, these emotional imbalances create physical ailments. And we see a lot of that today. So I'm going to pause for a moment. I'm going to switch tracks, and I'm going to give a shout out to my sponsors. So I'm a therapist, obviously. Also, BetterHelp.com has been a longtime supporter of All Things Therapy podcast. They're offering you 10% off a first month of online therapy. To try them out, go to Better with a B like boy, BetterHelp.com/ATT, standing for All Things Therapy, to take advantage of that 10% off your first month of online therapy. BetterHelp.com/ATT. Another sponsor I love, because my book is on it, is Audible.com. They have, I don't even know how many, over 100,000 books available, audiobooks. Mine, The Chiron Effect, Healing Our Core Wounds Through Astrology, Empathy, and Self-Forgiveness, is available to you on Audible. I am the narrator. Take one free audiobook download and 30-day subscription as my listener by going to audibletrial.com/allthingstherapy. And you can take your audiobook download and then discontinue, or you can continue paying their monthly fee. It's up to you. So getting back to the topics at hand, I'm really feeling for you empathetically, whatever side of the spectrum you're on, whether you're one of the people asking, has everybody lost their fucking mind? Why is there this toxic hatred? Or if you're on the side of it, putting out the toxic hatred because you're in fear, because you're in disagreement, because you just wish everybody would do what you want. We're just going to go to a short visualization right now. The full moon is day after tomorrow on Saturday, and this is a time to release things that we don't want, things that aren't serving. It's best, I think, release in the area of thought, in the area of belief. It might be your habits. I think in this area, it's a habit as well. I'm going to encourage you to make a commitment to yourself to stop putting out hatred that's toxic, to stop putting out toxic anger, and instead to ask yourself, what you're so afraid of? What are you most afraid of? And then empathetically attune to what need do you have? And if you don't know how to meet your fear from an empathetic place, then definitely reach out for some therapy to somebody that can help you align with the solution. If you're in a place to close your eyes, please do that. If you're not, it's okay. It's not required. You can just kind of think this along with my words. Exhale. Breathe out everything that has come before this moment. Inhale. We are closing our eyes. We are closing down to this dimension and opening ourselves to the other dimension, which is just as real, just as powerful, just as potent and available as the one that we knock on wood. And right now, universe, we are coming and asking for you to align us with universal mind, with infinite intelligence, with the power that has created worlds and sustains them in the quantum field of all knowing. And in this space of universal connection, of universal mind, of infinite power, infinite wisdom, infinite abundance, infinite health, infinite joy and peace, we ask that you come into each of us and align our emotions, our thoughts, our actions with what we most deeply desire, which is infinite love, infinite abundance, infinite health and peace, and uniquely individualize this energy for everyone listening, watching forevermore. We release our toxic anger, our toxic fear. We don't want that in our bodies to harm us or others any longer. And we ask you to help us in those specific areas, universe, that we need. And in its place, we release this fear and anger, and we replace it with health and joy and solution that are practical, that manifest in our lives in this day, in this week, in this month, and that you show everyone listening and viewing the power of universal mind and this energy available through meditation and alignment. And we just breathe that in right now, thanking you, universe, for personalizing this healing for each and every one of us. Exhale, y'all, exhale. If you need to shake it out, shake it out. I encourage you to be thoughtful today of if you need to make an amends for anything you've said or done, to step into that courageously. If you need to just make an amends to yourself for being really harsh and judgmental towards you, do that. And in this holiday season, which is unique, which is different, that we each find within us that place that is undisturbed, and we cultivate it, we water it. Taking care of ourselves is about consumption, certainly of food, of drink, of exercise, but it's in our thoughts. It's what we read. It's what we listen to. It's what we speak. It's what we watch, who we surround ourselves with. And I encourage you to ask more of yourself, if that's what you need, to step into some higher living. Expect more of yourself if that's where you need to go. And for those of you hard upon yourselves, release that judgment. Go easy. Go have some fucking fun. Go have some drinks. Be with the people you love and just release the judgment and pressures of yourself. Whatever end of that spectrum you're on, try to come to the middle to find your alignment. And when you fall or when you make a mistake, it's all right. Come back to the universe. Come back to your meditation and ask for help and guidance. Ram Dass said, no one's going anywhere. We're all in this together, and we're all just walking each other home. I encourage you to remember that as I close out this show today, sending you so much love and appreciation. Find me at NOLA Therapy on social media. Follow, subscribe, rate and review All Things Therapy where you listen. All my love to you, y'all. Mwah.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.